Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, shortly after 4 a.m., Buffalo Fire was called to an incident at 33 Hillside, the city of Buffalo. Upon arrival, we were found to be a large two-and-a-half-story structure with a fire started. It looks like it started in the attic area, second-floor attic area. Quickly went to a second alarm. Fire was very intense. A lot of work involved by our fire crews. At one point, there was a partial roof collapse, and there was an emergency evacuation ordered. So from that point on, the fire was fought from a defensive standpoint. So there was a significant amount of damage, a little over $200,000 to 33 Hillside, and another $30,000 to a exposure building at 40 Hillside.
In the release, it said that there may have been fireworks involved. What led you to believe that?
Yes, we do strongly suspect that fireworks were involved. There were witness statements saying that there were two groups firing Roman candles at each other. Significant amount of fireworks debris was found in the area, and neighbors pretty much confirmed that there was a lot of firework activity in the area at the time.
So was this a case of, you know, people were shooting Roman candles from one end of the street to the other? Were the fireworks being shot from inside the house? Or was the house just, I guess, a bystander of this?
Well, the fireworks from what we understand were, all from the outside. Flying fireworks, obviously Roman candles, bottle rockets, things of that nature. All illegal, of course. So we all know that the only thing pretty much legal right now is in New York State are sparklers for the most part. So, yeah, and there is video footage available. It's being reviewed by our fire investigation unit, city cameras in the area. So hopefully we'll review that footage and we can come to a more conclusive, definite cause of the fire.
Was anybody injured?
There were no injuries. It was occupied. There was a single occupant on the second floor. He was evacuated. No injuries. For civilians or anyone on the fire ground as well.
I imagine 4th of July is not a fun time of year for firefighters. While everybody's looking at it as a vacation, you guys must be on high alert. Could you characterize, I guess, the history of 4th of July for Buffalo Fire?
Yeah, sure. I mean, typically been very busy weekends. We anticipate the same thing this year. Actually, this fire was eerily similar to a fire that took the life of one of our firefighters, Michael Seguin, some 23 years ago tomorrow. It was a large structure fire. The fire was caused by fireworks, bottle rockets in the attic area. There was a partial roof collapse, so there are a lot of similarities between that fire 23 years ago and this one that we're talking about today. So the days of my staff and for a lot of other firefighters starts with a tribute to Mike tomorrow at Engine 33 on Fillmore, where he worked at the time.
Do you expect there to be more activity this weekend? I heard there's more calls for fireworks, maybe because a lot of shows have been canceled. Are you expecting maybe to be busier than usual this weekend?
We're prepared for the worst and hoping for the best. We've had a number of our reserve apparatus were called in. We have a number of additional personnel on hand, so we're doing everything. We're leaning forward and, like I said, hoping for the best, but we'll be prepared for the worst. So myself, my staff, everyone is on alert and available. It's a 24/7 job, as you know. So we're hoping for the best.
I know you want people to be safe on 4th of July if they're, using fireworks. I mean, what sort of guidance can you give them other than things that, they should already know?
Well, number one is just, do not initiate any illegal fireworks. I spoke at the top. The only thing really legal right now is our sparklers. So nothing that flies in the air, no bottle rockets, Roman candles, things of that nature. If you have a home, I would say just keep eye on your property. If you have a garden hose, I would keep a hose available. Be vigilant. If you can, I would wet your roof down, wet your garage down, wet your shed down, the roof of your shed, and just have a hose available that you can pretty much work around the whole perimeter of your home.
There were fireworks fires usually start on the roof or something like that, basically?
For the most part, yeah. That's, like I said, most of the illegal fireworks are those that are, you know, flying through the air, like bottle rockets, like Roman candles, things of that nature. And they tend to get into open windows, eaves, roof lines, things like that.
And it's been so dry recently, too. I imagine that might lead to more fires if, you know, a bottle rocket goes up into a tree.
Exactly. Anything adjacent to a structure. And, you know, even sparklers. You mean sparklers. A lot of dry grass out there, too. You know, if you're playing around with sparklers too close to your home, it gets into a dry area, or you're thrown into the garbage can or a garbage tote next to your home, and all of a sudden it gets to the, you know, can start a fire on the exterior of your home.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.